High school and college can be fun, exciting times, but for some they can also be a difficult and depressing period. Santa Barbara City College student Blaise Lemos says depression punctuated his high school years.
My sophomore year, I began to realize that where I was mentally was not what I saw around me. I saw people happy, you're supposed to be going to parties, and I wasn't feeling that. I felt inside, I just felt maybe I fell through the cracks of the school.
Lemo says he struggled with mental health issues for more than 2 years.
I had a dark, dark period of suicide going through my brain every single day as an option.
Lemo says when he got to Santa Barbara City College, some of his professors recognized there was a problem. He also met Roxanne Pate with City College's Wellness Connection, which offers counseling and other mental health services. The 19-year-old says he got the help he needed. But many others in his age bracket aren't getting critical support. Research shows the average age of the onset of these issues, like major depression and anxiety disorders, is between 16 and 25. Suicide has become the second leading cause of death among college students, rising steadily during the last few years. And a study shows those between 18 and 24 are the least likely of all adult age brackets to seek mental health help on their own. Research shows that early intervention is critical in successfully dealing with mental health issues.
We know more and more now that the early intervention, as close to the first episode as possible, will make all the difference in a person's later life functioning.
Suzanne Grimacy is with Santa Barbara County's Department of Behavioral Wellness. For the last 2 years, the agency has used more than $160,000 in federal grant money to try to reach out to college students with mental health issues. Last year's efforts included Santa Barbara City College, Allen Hancock College in Santa Maria, and UC Santa Barbara. This year, the focus is on SBCC. Roxanne Pate with SBCC says every student is offered free counseling sessions, and she says they have a peer-to-peer program to try to connect to students in need who might not talk to their families or health professionals.
We have the professional services, but we find also that many students aren't willing to go access, you know, the professional services. It's scary. And the stigma is still there for them. And so our goal is to go out, interact with them, build friendships, build connections, and maybe be able to get an issue before it becomes an issue.
This week, a nationally known expert on this subject visited SBCC to meet with students and staff. Allison Melman is founder of a national mental health program for college students with more than 400 chapters, including ones at UCSB and Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
Active Minds is a national organization, a nonprofit oriented towards giving students a voice in mental health and changing the conversation about mental health on campuses, really working to promote education and awareness around different mental health issues and connect students to the resources that they need so that they can get the support that they need.
Melman founded Active Minds more than a decade ago after her brother Brian's mental illness led to his suicide. She says involving college students is critical because most people touched by mental illness turn to friends and not health professionals first for help.
67% of college students who report feeling suicidal tell a friend before they tell anybody else. That's a full two-thirds of students who are suicidal tell a friend before they tell anybody else.
Melman says we need to pull this issue out of the shadows and remove the stigma attached to talking about it.
Anywhere from 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 Americans has a diagnosable mental health disorder, which means that every single family is connected to this issue in some way. We need to have open conversation about these issues. We need to talk about mental health like we talk about diabetes, like we talk about cancer.
Blaise Lemos, who dealt with mental health issues during high school and his start of college, says the support he got not only turned his life around, he's now helping others as one of City College's peer counselors.
I'm doing great. It's definitely a process. It's a recovery. But every day is getting better.
In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.